Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in the name of the Most High, Jah Rastafari. Yes, my people, you're stepping out through with Raswariku, right on top of it.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie.
Shashamani.
Rally round,
people. Got to be here. Come on, and be in touch with Sashamani, Derek. We have the music here by Morgan David's group 28 years ago, 23 years ago. This music was recorded in New York here. Yeah? The father, the bastion of the Morgan heritage, is really just passed away, but we don't know, say, that seated, spiritually seated. So we glorify in the fact that we have a purpose for all of us, and he fulfilled his purpose. And so tonight is, like every other night, special. But this one, a little bit of extra specialty. See? Because in tomorrow, or them say the evening and the morning shall be the first day. So the 5th of May, precisely, when His Majesty departed from Ethiopia on the beseeching of his warriors and went to speak to the League of Nations on behalf of his country, Ethiopia. And he returned on the very same date, victoriously, 5 years later, from 1936, 1941. And 1941, World War II began. So they say. But His Majesty told them in a speech that the matchstick that was lit in Ethiopia shall burn Europe. So I bring forward that speech. It's very long, 11 pages. I bring forward that speech to make it the highlight of this night's program, resulting with us having to push forward Earl Mark from the very more powerful because him gone forward to Jamaica and film Empress come up. So we're going have the two of them, she going to be in New York on the line and him going to be in Jamaica on the line. And we're going to interview, and you're going, this interview shall be so sweet because, you know, all the woman part, the story is extra sweet. Well, looking forward to that. Preparing for this year's convention in New York, the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. So I want that and listen closely to Sister Sadie's show that she hosts on Sunday nights because she's a member of Local 26. She's a recording correspondent secretary. A very delightful empress with lots of skills and information to share. And there are, four other programs? Yes, so you can tune in on one night and the six shows, and it's all prime time, 7 to 9. And so, tonight, as I say, we're going to really go into the, you know, resulting from the political immorality, Italian fascist invaders, yeah man, them attack Ethiopia, and that caused His Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie, after leading on the battlefield, he departed from the battlefield on May 5th, 1936. So I'm going to give you a little taste of how the war developed and how many returned triumphant in May 1941, 5 years to the date, right? So I'm going to play some extra exclusive because, you know, we produce it. And by we, I mean engineer Sidney Mills, lead vocalist, Asoke Fense, harmonizers, his children, and the other instrumentalists are myself and Rastaman Bongo Rocktop, Bongo Jack Youth from Antigua Bay, Fly Up come put on him Peter and some bass too. And the African Love Drums, which is also Brother Aswad Biggs on them put on drums from some of the music. So it's not we have Naya Bingi and we have contemporary reggae. My brand in that contemporary reggae, just hot off of the press, no published, no copyright or nothing. So this is the only station in the world playing this music right now. So welcome our listeners from all over the world, all nations, but especially the black peoples of the world. Yes, for you see, the down pressure that they brought upon us is falling off our shoulders, cascading down into the bottomless pit right now. And Levi and I really, in a good way now, to be able to focus on the purpose God made man. Seeing, not following no guys on the fast lane in the melting pot. Seeing, so one more one of them song from Morgan's Heritage, and then the show going transform. Seeing, and transform into a battle after being invaded, and the speech at Geneva in Europe. Yes, in June of 1935. So, here we go again.
Them should have known this now. Right, I'm not a defender of my people. I'm not going to defend the whole town of people. Then, Rastafari. For I, hit the whoop and make we care and share, that time is now, that joy is there, so care and share, that time is now, that joy is here, so care and share, that time is now, that joy is there, so care and share, make we care and share. Then, we tell the youth them all the order. Cause the righteousness we rather live in love, no show, no guts. But that jump, no man bother. Just live in one accorda. Love your mother and your father. Tell the youth them every day things get harder. I am a mason and a farmer. Them think this one a drama. Yo, them can't stop this a calm ya. Yo, Flossy, I him send me on ya. To a joke, ya plant them can ya. Yo, this a red, that's a money, Mr. Key. Care and share, the time is now, the time is here. So care and share, so care and share, the time is now, the time is here. So care and share, the time is now, the time is here. So care and share, so care and share, when I rock the bar right, then. So keep it real, same way, same time, same day. I see hope and really, really never stray. So do not turn the youth them in a gear. So no me not play. So go on like you rebel and play. Yo, yo, let's keep it like that. You know me not go fight that. Them know say you're so amazing say. Yo, me keep it up there, up there, up there. Yo, me not go down there. Yo, me love it like the Oblan way. Yo, so keep your joy and care and share. Well, Rastafari, well, keep it as it is. Well, tell the youth them, yo, me love the way them. Yo, me love all them my name. Yo, Rastafari, then. Well, the glory and the joy, well, we share that thing. Well, I will not forget, but I will forgive. Yo, Rastafari, then. Swear so we fool, then swear we stupid. But man, I hear send I see you, can that the way. Rastafari, may I demand him at the glory every day. Then will me heal me king.
the joy it bring. Well, Rastafari, no phone me nah go fling. Then keep it real, yo. And no bargain and no deal, cause Emperor Selassie, I am a the king top.
Commemoration of victory, gift of May, and must return to Ethiopia, conquering land of the tribe of Judah. And so, elect of God, might and power of the Trinity, I still say the first. Yeah, so the first is Italians, them now, led by Benito Mussolini. This war was the third attempt by Italy to gain control of Ethiopia, also called Abyssinia at the time. Ethiopia was one of the few African states that was not controlled or conquered by the Europeans who dominated Africa. So the Italian Benito Mussolini now, he was reputed to have planned to avenge the humiliation that occurred when they were defeated by Ethiopia, when Italy suffered the previous war, 1895 to 1896. Yeah. So earlier in 1944, what was called the Abyssinia crisis had occurred at the border between Ethiopia and Italian Somaliland. So 1944, a little skirmish take place on the border because, you know, Italians line one side of Ethiopia, you know, because in them always hitting toward trying to capture Ethiopia. So them have them blood and offsprings, don't they know, and them have a population, you know, and them is a threat at all times because in the that's their intent, you know. So that altercation was brought before the League of Nations on September the 4th, 1935. The investigation exonerated both the Italians and Ethiopia. In other words, by exoneration, I mean, say, well, all right, I'm not going to indemnify anyone or point any fingers. The matter was squashed, in other words. However, the Italian government was not satisfied with that result, and they chose to equip a more modern Italian army with artillery, tanks, and aircraft. When you hear about aircraft, you know, but I think that does not do, you know. They have a flimite, you know, and see hundreds of aircraft. Serious thing. In support, and these were deployed in the colony of Italian Somalia and Italian Eritrea. Those two places are at the border of Ethiopia, the Somalians and the Eritreans, and the Italians mixed with those people. So there's a lot of Italian children born in those two places. So the Ethiopian troops were numerically superior. You need them and much more. But in terms of weaponry and firepower, Emperor Haile Selassie I had already ordered his troops to pull back some 20 miles from the border, in order to avoid another such confrontation as the previous one. When the Italian forces invaded Ethiopia without a formal declaration of war, Italy built up its forces on ground to 500,000 and slowly pushed back the defense of the Ethiopian army. Meanwhile, in America, who have a treaty with Ethiopia, the African Americans, followed by some Irish Catholics, broke away from the sentiments of the majority of white people in America under the administration of Frank D. Roosevelt, who had concerns about fascist aggression, but the domestic opposition, you know, eventually caused it, theoretically, their intention was to make see the war go through, so they discouraged Theodore Roosevelt, and you know, politics carried him. So the power structure, you know, the people, I'm not too pretty, and he said, well, cause I'm forget unpopular. I'm not these with it right or wrong. So when the Secretary of State, Cardell Hull, sent Mussolini a note suggesting that U.S. would not necessarily remain indifferent to what his government did in Africa, the message was supposed to be Mussolini readily dismissed it. Even though there existed a neutrality, yeah, League of Nations, you know, act, other act of neutrality that banned the sale of finished war products, meaning say you can buy but you can't get the full, complete, ready weapon to. And they call them the belligerents, because in two of them did have the investigation now. Them said these are the belligerents. These are the remains of the inquiries. And it did not deny Italy access to strategies, you know, I mean, getting strategic materials which could be purchased to the rate of pro-war consumption. Italy then, growing industrial, it was a growing industrial power structure, and they bought large quantities of American oil at the time. So America was hush-hush about the whole thing as a result of that. So Ethiopia, because of their feudal customs, did not buy any of these goods from a backdoor dealer or nothing like that, and just prepared themselves to defend Ethiopia. So the Neutrality Act, therefore, helped ensure that Italy would be well equipped to defeat its decrepit enemy, Ethiopia. Outnumbered in weaponry and so on. So what them call the in competition, them say, is the minority or the group that is most likely to lose, you know? Yeah. So that's on favor. It was Italy, and the prospect of hearing issues, certain countries shrank, the prospect of like people like Canada, Britain and France refused to support military intervention to defend Ethiopia's security. As a result, no action was taken to prevent the Italian invasion or occupation of Ethiopia by the League of Nations. So that is going to trigger off now what I call the beginning of World War II, because in 5 years of war that Italy take, we can imagine 5 years them occupied the country and unknown so that them conquer and all kind of things. And His Majesty departed from Ethiopia. Yeah. He was seen in Jerusalem, and then he was next seen in Geneva when he addressed the League of Nations. And that is a speech I want to really bring to the eye of them. So while I'm preparing for that speech now, I think it is a good time to start playing an Aya Binge chant for the few man them who was Rasta in them time there. How them take up them drum and war weapon. You think it's joke and a bell them a ring, you know, a drum them a spiritual war them the Aya Binge are go to, you know, see. And in Harlem, the black people who was conscious and wanted to help Ethiopia, they shared their income week after week. Over in Panama, the same thing. And Jamaicans, of course, you know, Jamaica steered it towards the struggle. Must be involved. So they were getting a lot of moral support from Jamaica, and ones down there volunteered to even fight in the war too, you know? So we're going to chant a chant now. Change the vibes now. This is a commemoration of a great support by Ethiopian defending the border. That's why we can talk of sovereignty this day. So we're going to chant a chant, you know, what we just make coming out of the studio. Brand new. Never heard anywhere before. Remember that. And this is this radio program you tune into. No one have this to play. See? So, yeah. So here we go now. With this chant. I play several instruments. Well, two of the instruments them in this, I play them. See? So, Aswad Kafensi.
Never, 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 never
Chanting that, you know. I highly naya bingy are, you know. Death to black and white down pressers. Non-abusive. Non-partisan political. But fire every time for your presser. And we can't up the pressure neither, it must down the pressure. So don't follow them down the fast lane and drop into the melting pot. Remember, God have a purpose for man in the earth and in the universe. So we are going to move towards the speech now. The speech was made in June of 1936 by Emperor Haile Selassie I. The speech so long that we're going to have a chant in the middle. Yeah. Because in this ago, this first hour is devoted entirely to this event, and when we reach halfway, we're going to play our next chant, and then we seal up, and we're going to our other side of the program, you know. But yes, because in the Ethiopian World Federation, I have a mission on. Admission is on stream right now, and our first day, and since strong enough links with Jamaica, and one then now heal up Best FM in Jamaica, yes, causing them to do the work. Heal up Asaman Skill Cool, House of Dread, well tight, School of Vision, yes. Right, over a compound town, the maroon them, yes. Portland, Mama Fire, yes. Yes, Ayapele, yeah man. Ayabash, yes. Pinstiba, kill wicked all the time. Yeah man, we are here up Brother Lance and Lance Ocean I refer to. So, because most man know him as that. And a new name is going to be revealed in the next program. But we want to bring ones to this program, you know. This program is www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Neo Nation. Yeah, man. The Neo Nation radio station of black people. When this is an underground station. See? Even if the other broadcasters don't regard themselves as underground, well, this host, Ras Warrico, say, my stream, my program is underground. No one don't have no control of it. Yes, take bribe, puff, nah, nothing like that. Yeah, straight, hard and tough love. See? Love people, you know. Yeah, man. That we practice just say, you know, let us go on like there's some, you know, lucky house slave or plantation slave or none of them things there. Sovereignty we are dealing with, straight up. See, our conference in Jamaica last 7 days, and that conference is, it have the resolutions and the decision making that the art of the Nile Bingi came to in 2003 at the University of the West Indies. So all of those things is building up right, you know, the energy getting strong, stronger, strong. And each of the federation of locals now, local in the Caribbean, local in Jamaica, local in Africa, local in America, local in England, France, Canada, moving up. Remember that. Time forget the peace. So here goes the speech. Haile Selassie the First, Emperor of Ethiopia, I'm here today to claim that justice which is due to my people and the assistance promised to it 8 months ago when 50 nations asserted that aggression had been committed in violation of international treaties. There is no precedent for a head of state himself speaking in this assembly. Also, no precedent for a people being victim of such injustice and being at present threatened by abandonment to its aggression, to its aggressor. There has never before been an example of any government proceeding to the systematic extermination of a nation by barbarous means in violation of the most solemn promise made by the nations of the earth that there should not be used against innocent human beings the terrible poison of harmful gases. It is to defend a people struggling for its age-old independence that the head of the East has come to Geneva to fulfill this supreme duty after having himself fought at the head of his armies. I pray to the Almighty God that he may spare nations the terrible sufferings that have been inflicted on my people and of which the chiefs who accompany me here have been the horrified witnesses. It is my duty to inform the governments assembled in Geneva, responsible as they are for the lives of millions of men, women and children, of the deadly peril which threatens them by describing to them the fate which has been suffered by Ethiopia. It is not only upon warriors that the Italian government has made war. It has, above all, attacked the populations far removed from hostilities in order to terrorize and exterminate them. At the beginning, towards the end of 1935, Italy fired upon my army's bombs of tear gas. Their effects were but slight. The soldiers learned to scatter, waiting until the wind had rapidly dispersed the poisonous gases. Italian aircraft then resorted to mustard gas. Barrels of liquids were hurled upon armed groups. But this means also was not effective. The liquid affected only a few soldiers, and barrels upon the ground were themselves a warning to troops, population of the danger. It was at the time when the operations for the encircling of Makale were taking place that the command, building a route, followed the procedure which it is now my duty to denounce to the world. Special sprayers were installed on board aircraft so that they could vaporize over the areas of territory. A fine death-dealing rain. Groups of 9, 15, 18 aircraft followed one another so that the fog issuing from them formed a continuous sheet of poisonous gas. It was thus that as from the end of January 1936, soldiers, women, children, cattle, rivers, lakes, and pastures were drenched continually in order to kill off systematically all living creatures, in order to more surely to poison waters and pastures. Yes, man, the Italian command made its aircraft pass over and over and over again. That was its chief method of warfare. Yeah, ravage and terror, you know. The very refinement of barbarianism consisted in carrying ravage and terror into the most densely populated parts of the territory, the points farthest removed from the scene. The object was to scatter fear and death over a great part of the European territory. These fearful tactics succeeded. Men and animals succumbed. The deadly rain that fell from the aircraft made all those whom it touched fly shrieking with pain. All those who drank the poisoned water or ate infected food also succumbed in dreadful suffering in tens of thousands. The victims of the Italian muskets fell. It is in order to denounce to the civilized world the torture inflicted upon the Ethiopian people that I resolved to come to Geneva. None other than myself and my brave companions in arms could bring the League of Nations the appeals of my delegates addressed to the League of Nations had remained without any attempt or any answer. My delegates had not been witnesses. That is why I decided to come myself to be a witness against a crime perpetrated against my people and give Europe a warning of the doom that awaits it if it should bow before the accomplished fact. So the warning is the main thing why this is so important, you know, because then they take it, says Ethiopia alone, I will get attacked by these fascists. But his majesty don't know the plan already, the Axis plan. Japan and Yemen, Germany and so on. Yeah. So it is necessary to remind the assembly of the various stages of the Ethiopian drama. For 20 years past, either as heir apparent, regent of the empire, or as emperor, I have never ceased to use all my efforts to bring my country the benefits of civilization, and in particular to establish relations of good neighborliness with adjacent powers. In particular, I succeeded in concluding with Italy the Treaty of Friendship of 1928, which absolutely prohibited the resort under any pretext of substituting for force and pressure the conciliation and arbitration on which civilized nations have based international order. Yes, so Ethiopia, I forget, united whether them like it or not, or the feudal war, I forgot, ain't no fight, this a war. Continuing, in its report of October 5th, 1935, the committee of 13 recognized my effort and the results that I had achieved. The governments thought that the entry of Ethiopia into the league has given the country a new guarantee for the maintenance of her territorial integrity and independence would help her to reach a higher level of civilization. It does not seem that in Ethiopia today there is more disorder and insecurity than in 1923. On the contrary, the country is more united and the central power is better obeyed. I should have procured still greater results for my people if obstacles of every kind had not been put in the way by the Italian government. The government which stirred up revolt and armed the rebels. Indeed, the Rome government, as it has today openly claimed, has never ceased to prepare for the conquest of Ethiopia. Burn fire, burn the Pope of Rome. Death now, continuing the speech. The treaties of friendship it signed with me were not sincere. Their only object was to hide its real intention from me. Italian government asserts that for 14 years it has been preparing for its present conquest. It therefore recognizes today that when it supported the admission of Ethiopia to the League of Nations in 1923, when it concluded the Treaty of Friendship in 1928, when it signed the Pact of Paris outlawing war, it was deceiving the whole world. The Ethiopian government was, in these solemn treaties, giving a guarantee of security, which would enable it to achieve further progress along the specific path of reform on which it had set its feet and to which it was devoting all its strength and all its heart. So you see, these are the time in Ethiopia, a planet's patterns of progress, you know, and these guys said to disrupt that scene, causing them conquered all Africa already, and they wanted to drive home the final blow. Guys, seen? Yeah. No question about that. Wal-wal pretext. The Wal-wal incident in December 1934 came as a fundamental. No. It came as a thunderbolt to me. Wow. Go repeat that. His Majesty has said it, you know. The Wal-wal incident in December 1934 came as a thunderbolt to me. Italian provocation was obvious and I did not hesitate to appeal to the League of Nations. I invoked the provisions of the Treaty of 1928, the principles of the Covenant. I urged the procedure of conciliation and arbitration. Unhappily for Ethiopia, this was the time when a certain government considered that the European situation made it imperative at all costs to obtain the friendship of Italy. The price paid was abandonment of Ethiopian independence to the greed of the Italian government. This secret agreement, contrary to the obligations of the covenant, has exerted a great influence over the course of events. And Ethiopia and the whole world have suffered and are all suffering today its disastrous consequences. This first violation of the covenant was followed by many others. Feeling itself encouraged in its policy against Ethiopia, the Rome government feverishly made war preparations, thinking that the concerted pressure which was beginning to be exerted on the Ethiopian government might perhaps not calm the resistance of my people to Italian domination. The time to come, thus all sorts of difficulties were placed in the way with a view of breaking up the procedure of conciliation and arbitration. All kinds of obstacles were placed in the way of the procedure. Governments tried to prevent the Ethiopian government from finding arbitrators amongst their nationals when once the arbitral tribunal was set up. Pressure was exercised so that an award favorable to Italia should be given. All this was in vain. The arbitrators two of whom were Italian officials, were forced to recognize unanimously that in the Walwal incident, as in the subsequent incidents, no international responsibility was to be attributed to Ethiopia. I see Ethiopia was not responsible for any of the aggression. All right. Following on this award, the Ethiopian government sincerely thought that an era of friendly relations might be opened with Italy. I loyally offered my hand to the Roman government. The assembly was informed by the report of the Committee of 13, dated October 5, 1935, of the date of the month of December 1934 and up to October 3, 1935. It will be sufficient if I quote a few of the confusions. Let me repeat that. It will be sufficient if I quote a few of the conclusions of that report. Numbers 24, 25, and 26. Italian memorandum containing the complaints made by Italy was laid on the council table on September 4, 1935, whereas Ethiopia's had been made on December 14, 1934. In the interval between these two dates, the Italian government opposed the consideration of the question by the council on the ground that the only appropriate procedure was that provided for in the Italian-Ethiopian Treaty in 1928. Throughout the whole of that period, moreover, the dispatch of Italian troops to East Africa was proceeding. These shipments of troops were represented to the council by the Italian government as necessary for the defense of its colonies. Menaced by Ethiopians' preparations, Ethiopia and the country drew attention to the official pronouncements made in Italy. It left no doubt as to the hostile intentions of the Italian government. From the outset of the dispute, the Ethiopian government has sought a settlement peaceful means. It has appealed to the procedures of the covenant, and the Italian government, desiring to keep strictly to the procedures of the Italo-Ethiopian Treaty of 1928, the Ethiopian government assented. It invariably stated that it would faithfully carry out the arbitral award. Decision went against it. That is Ethiopian. It agreed of the Walwal should not be dealt with by the arbitrators because the Italian government would not agree to such a course. It asked of the council to dispatch neutral observers and offered to lend itself to any inquiries upon which the council might decide. Once the Walwal dispute had been settled by arbitration, however, the Italian government submitted its detailed memorandum to the council in support of its claim of liberty of action. It asserted that a case like that of Ethiopia cannot be settled by the means provided by the covenant. It stated that since this question primary importance to Italian security and civilization, it would be failing in its most elementary duty did it not cease once and for all to place any confidence in Ethiopia, reserving full liberty to adopt any measures that may become necessary to ensure the safety of its colonies and to safeguard its own interest. So them going to violate the covenant based on them false presentation there. That is how the fascist them operate. So let's go. I think now is a refreshing time to take a pause, because then this can get too intense, Baba, believe me. Yeah, man, the history here gets intense. It's not easy at all, I am. And I'm going to sit down and listen to all that, you know. They can't move, you know. Protocol requires them to sit down and listen to the abuse while going on. Right? So it's not true, them. Burn Babylon, you know. We're going to burn Babylon, you see. We're going to burn Babylon. You think so? We'll play with them.
I live in La Cité, you started the fire in Ethiopia. But the whole of you shall be go out with the fire. And you gonna get what your wicked heart desire. Flame on fire. You gonna burn Babylon, burn. You gonna burn Babylon. You gotta burn Babylon, burn.
Europe did burn, man. Yeah, man, them killed Mussolini and his wife in the heart of the Roman capital and built a fire under him. Turned him upside down and his wife upside down and tied him up upside down and burned them skin. So Mussolini get it the fastest, you know. Most people don't know that. Yeah, man. Before him go out pan the war, you know, expedition, you know, him say he want support from all the people in Italy. And people, all the wife, them bring them wedding ring on them, jewelry on them, and throw it in a one fountain at this town square, you know. Yeah, man. Support the world, full up the area, full up the container. a pure jewel. So them do it and them just control that now and put them things towards them war effort. See? So we are going to continue His Majesty's speech. Halfway reach the choir, you know, in your way. I burn Babylon, let's go. See? We have one more for going to lick, you know, when we're done, you know. Yeah, man. And lick Babylon, man, with the ancient thunder. So we call the bass drum, you know, the thunder. Yeah, man. So, talking about the covenant that them violate. His Majesty continue now. Those are the terms of 13. The council and the assembly unanimously adopted the conclusion that the Italian government had violated the covenant and was in a state of aggression. I did not hesitate to declare that I did not wish for a war, that it was imposed upon me and I should struggle solely for the independence and integrity of my people, and that in that struggle I was the defender of the cause of all small states exposed to the greed of a powerful neighbor. So His Majesty wasn't just defending his borders, you know. His Majesty was speaking on behalf of all the small states around the world. October 1935, the 52 nations who are listening to me today gave me an assurance that the aggressor would not triumph, that the resources of the covenant would be employed in order to ensure the reign of right and the failure of violence. Covenant that, you know. In October of 1935, that covenant was reminded to them, right? So now, His Majesty is saying, I ask the 52 nations not to forget today the party on which they embarked 8 months ago, and on faith of which I directed the resistance of my people against the aggressor whom they had denounced to the world. Despite the inferiority of my weapons, lack of aircraft, artillery, munitions, hospital services, my confidence in the League was absolute. I thought it to be possible that 52 nations, including the most powerful in the world, should be successfully opposed by a single aggressor. Two treaties. I had made no preparation for a war, and that is the case with certain small countries in Europe. When this danger became more urgent, being aware of my responsibilities towards my people during the first 6 months of 1935, I tried to acquire armaments. Many governments proclaimed an embargo to prevent my doing so, whereas the Italian government through the Suez Canal was given all facilities for transporting without cessation and without protest troops, arms, and munitions. So I'm going to force His Majesty to mobilize some troops now, you know, because if him see the man him get all them things there and them not give him none, still him can't back off, you know, I've got to defend borders of Ethiopia. That's the name of them, the conquering man lion, you know. Oh, the man lion, you know. Remember that. Now give up no fight. To the death. Or to life. Because of the preservation of his people. So. We continue. Forced to mobilize. On October 3rd, 1936, Italian troops invaded my territory. A few hours later, only I decreed general mobilization. In my desire to maintain peace, I had following the example of a great country in Europe on the eve of the Great War caused my troops to withdraw 30 kilometers so as to remove any pretext of provocation. War then took place in the atrocious conditions which I have laid before the assembly in that unequal struggle between a government commanding more than 42 million inhabitants, having at its disposal financial, industrial, and technical means which can create unlimited quantities of the most death-dealing weapons, and on the other hand, a small people of 12 million inhabitants without arms, without resources, having on its side only the justice of its own cause and the promise of the League of Nations. What real assistance was given to Ethiopia by the 52 nations who had declared the Rome government guilty of a breach of the covenant and had undertaken to prevent the triumph of the aggressor? As each of the state's members, as it was its duty to do in virtue of its signature appended to the Article 15 of the Covenant, considered the aggressor as having committed an act of violence directed against itself, I had placed all my hopes in the execution of these undertakings. My confidence had been confirmed by the repeated declarations made in the council to the effect aggression must not be rewarded and that force would end by being compelled to bow before right. Anyhow, in December 1935, the council made it quite clear that its feelings were in harmony with those of hundreds of millions of people who, in all parts of the world, had protested against the proposal to dismember Cuba. The council repeated that there was not merely a conflict between the Italian government and the League of Nations, and that is why I personally refused all proposals to my personal advantage made to me by the Italian government. If only I would betray my people and the covenant of the League of Nations, I was defending the cause of all small peoples who are threatened with aggression. So, what about these promises that they make? They make so much promise. That means that the league no must mash up and it done, man. See, when I done the speech, I went put on a piece of fire upon Babylon tail, man. Yeah, man. About 3 years leave. The Ethiopian government never expected other governments to shed their soldiers' blood to defend the covenant when their own immediately personal interests were not at stake. Ethiopian warriors asked only for means to defend themselves. On many occasions I have asked for financial assistance for the purchase of arms. That assistance has been constantly refused me. What then, in practice, is the meaning of Article 16 of the Covenant and of collective security? Ethiopian government's use of the railway from Djibouti to Addis Ababa was in practice a hazardous transport of arms intended for the Ethiopian forces. At the present moment, this is the chief, if not the only means of supply of the Italian armies of occupation. The rules of neutrality should have prohibited transports intended for Italian forces, but there is not even neutrality since Article 16 lays upon every state member of the League of Nations the duty not to remain a neutral aid and not of the aggressor. So in every way, you see, there's a plot to make Italy take over Ethiopia on behalf of the Pope. See? And we go on. The team of aggressor has this covenant been respected? Is it today being respected? Finally, a statement that just been made in their parliaments by the governments of certain powers, amongst them the most influential members of the League of Nations. Since the aggressor has succeeded in occupying a large part of Ethiopia's territory, they propose not to continue the application of any economic and financial measures that may have been decided upon against Italian government. The circumstances in which, at the request of the Argentine government, the Assembly of the League of Nations meets to consider the situation created by Italian aggression. I assert that the problem submitted to the Assembly today is a much wider one. It is not merely a question of the settlement of Italian aggression. So His Majesty is going to point out to them now, you know, so that the League is threatened, you know, this is what a bomb and bamboo way this is now. Page 9 out of 11. 90. So yeah, so we have the last three pages of the plan. I don't know if the item wants to touch upon something. Because see over the time steer. I want to help all members of my local number 12. I want to help all members of local 26. Looking forward to the union of local 1 to come forward into this year's convention. Yes, Leland York. Yes, Brother Al Smith. Go on, do the work. Yeah, man. Bring one-on-one forward, man. And we're looking for reconciliation amongst those who would hop off of the train. Yeah, man, we're slowing the train and make them come forward once they are willing. Yeah, man. So we know that we're going to have a very successful convention this year. We're hoping that certain people from Shashamani can make it to New York. But if them can't make it, you don't know the Zoom thing already. We're preparing that. And we want to have a very successful annual general meeting and the first wonderful event, and we want to have a successful convention with the best people elected legally and lawfully to run the International Executive Council based on the decisions made by the delegates on behalf of their locals. Looking forward to that. And I can play my role in all of this. And one can be assured of that. So let us go into the final area where we are going to show you now the league is threatened. It is insecurity. His Majesty continuing, it is collective security. It is the very existence of the League of Nations. It is a confidence that each state is to place in international treaties. It is the value of promises made to small states that their integrity and their independence shall be respected. It is the principle of the equality of states on the one hand, or otherwise, the obligation laid upon small powers to accept the bonds of vassalship. The bonds of vassalship. I never hear them terminology yet. Yes, the vassals. In a word, it is the obligation laid upon small powers to accept the bonds of vassalship. Wow. It is international morality that is at stake. In a word, can I repeat that? In a word, it is international morality that is at stake. Of the signatures appended to a treaty, value only insofar as personal, direct and immediate interest involved. No subtlety can change the problem or shift the grounds of the discussion. We have, man. The singer is on the line. Aswad, we're in the middle of the speech, you know, the radio show, you know. Aswad Kafense. Yeah, man. If you want the number for calling and talk to the people, I can give you the number, you know.
Which one,
though? The show has only how much minutes leave? 35 minutes. Yeah. Show of 35. I'm a real show, man. The Stepping Out Show. Every Thursday night, 7 to 9.
Thursday night,
You're up on live here, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Me just take your call because Mr. says you. Yeah, man. Me just up.
Yes, well,
that's good. Oh, you're the panel slave. All right, you don't know it already, my brethren. Is the Majesty's speech and is your music we are playing between it, you know? Yeah, man. We are live, blah, blah, peace. We are killing Pope, you know? Yeah, man. We give thanks to the man. Great work, because no one else can play the music to it. No way in the world, you know. Truly. Yeah, man. Yeah.
And we have to Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yep. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. True. Yeah, man, and we hear some, we get some information about the strategy where they might have, you know, they might come on with some heavy plot, you know, in the biological warfare, you know. Yep. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, and then the cheaper come next. All right. Yeah, man, so my dad soon knows that you even get an opportunity for Black Sound to the people. And we're going to seal up his man's speech and play one more song. And then we open up the channel again to, you know, one-on-one. Yeah, man. So give thanks and praise for... We don't know your works already. Your works is a fullness, you know. Man, you're going to be in great demand looking from this. We know that because your album one of a kind. Yeah, man. So, give thanks. Two. Truly. No vision. Where there is no vision, the people must perish. Yeah, man. So give thanks and hear up your family. Empress Adam and the African love drums and everyone. See? And the daughter will provide them great harmonies here for the album, you know? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Peace and prosperity, my brother. Give thanks. Hello. Yes, my people, you hear the man live now, Aswad Kafensi. Yeah, is his vocals you've been listening to. We're going to play one more of him chant as we seal up this tab 11. So I'm going to seal it up now. Your voice is good enough for the interlude. So we're going to continue reading now. Yes, fire. So, we find out that the League of Nations is at its last now. It's a winter of its discontent now because they found guilty, you know? They directly found guilty now that they take conspiracy against His Majesty and the Ethiopian people. And so, we're going to seal up this final chapters now. No, No subtlety can change the problem of or shift the grounds of it's all sincerity that I submit these considerations to the assembly at a time when my people are threatened with extermination, when the support of the League may ward off the final blow. May I be allowed to speak with complete frankness, without reticence, in all directness, such as is demanded by the rule of equality, as between all states members of the League. So here the part now where Bob Marley make him song off for coming up shortly now, you know. Yeah, because Bob Marley really get an inspiration from His Majesty and put on that song. Then now as one of the most powerful lyrics him sing. Yeah. But war, see? Here is what it says. Apart from the kingdom of the Lord, there is not on this earth any nation that is superior to any other. Should it happen that a strong government find it may with impunity destroy a weak people, then the hour strikes for that weak people to appeal to the League of Nations to give its judgment in our freedom. God and history will remember your judgment. So give them a judgment, you know, that the task is not a little joke task, you know. That is a seal of judgment talk. All right. So, talk a little further, man. We could talk a little further. His Majesty continue. I have heard it asserted that the inadequate sanctions already applied have not achieved their object. At no time and under no circumstances could sanctions that were intentionally inadequate, intentionally badly applied, stop an aggressor. This is not a case of impossibility of stopping an aggressor, but of the refusal to stop an aggressor. When people requested and request that she should be given financial assistance, was that a measure which it was impossible to apply? Whereas financial assistance, I believe, even in times of peace, countries, and exactly two countries who have refused to apply sanctions against the aggressor. Faced by numerous violations by the Italian government of all international treaties that prohibit resort to arms and the use of barbarous methods of warfare, it is my painful duty to note that the initiative has today been taken with a view of raising sanctions. Does this initiative not mean, in practice, the abandonment of Ethiopia, the aggressor, on the very eve of the day attempt a supreme effort in the defense of my people? Before the assembly, does not this initiative deprive Ethiopia of one of her last chances to succeed in obtaining the support and guarantee of state members? Is that the guidance the League of Nations and each of the state members are entitled to expect from the great powers when they assert their right and their duty to guide the action of the League? By the aggressor, face to face with the accomplished fact are states going to set up the terrible precedents of Boeing before force? Your assembly will doubtless have laid before it proposals for the reform of the covenant and for rendering more effective the guarantee of collective security. Is it the covenant that needs reform? What undertakings can have any value if the will to keep them is lacking? It is international morality which is at stake and not the articles of the covenant. On behalf of the Ethiopian people, a member of the League of Nations, I request the Assembly to take all measures proper to ensure respect for the covenant. I renew my protest against the violations of treaties of which the Ethiopian people has been victim. I declare in the face of the whole world that the emperor, the government, and the people of Ethiopia will not bow before force, that they maintain their claims, that they will use all means in their power to ensure the triumph of right and the respect of the covenant. I ask the 52 nations who have been giving the Ethiopian people a promise to help them in their resistance to the aggressor. What are they willing to do? Powers who have promised the guarantee of collective security to small states on whom is a threat that they may one day suffer the fate of Ethiopia. I ask, what measures do you intend to take? Representatives of the world, I have come to Geneva to discharge in your midst the most painful of the duties of the head of a state. Why shall I have to take back to my people? Yemen, that was the last post, meaning His Majesty just totally, the League of Nations. Because they failed to live up to the covenant. And so it was dissolved, you know. And so we're going to really make sure so that we have a chance, you know, what can make us feel fully justified in ourselves. We're not playing now. We don't go into the studio, go joke it out, you know. We're going to the studio, go make sure, say, we have the relevant music. So here we go now. Yes. Aswad Kafensi, the final blow.
But the world of you shall live over with the fire. And you gonna get what your wicked heart desire. When are you glory and you kingdom on fire?
Come on, come on, come on.
What can friends say? We're gonna seal them up to now with this one, you know.
Cause
Pen say, him and man I carry the fire right, you know. Yeah, right in the Brooklyn broadcast from, you know, my people. And, you know, say, Raswariku is a man who, him prefer play music than talk, but sometimes, you know, can't just talk all the while. So, you know, we have to make other things. And I hope the one them out there, I walk, you know, and I just talk, you know, because, you know, but I feel like so I, you know, I talk all day long, you know. Oh, my man is a sensitive old man, this talk, and me up on the road almost every day, see, up and down. But youth, man, tell me this and that, you know, and have a duty to perform, just go up and do it, you know, who he is, right? You know yourself. Just perform the work. So it go. Come on. So We don't know till the time is coming up close now to the sealer. I went give you a, I went cool off the heat now for them and bring the people to a position in them mind where them looking to trad go a yard, you know, we are trading, seeing? This one here is
everything we got, they want to run complete.
Yes, my listeners, that is the man, Aswad Kafense, right? And he is being featured in an album coming up for release early. We want to remind you one more time about the Ethiopian World Federation and its convention on the 16th of July in New York. Tune into the station, tune into Best FM in Jamaica, and you'll be getting the details of this most successful event that we are planning for a long time. So everyone come on board, and this is the let life, no death, no angels, no principalities, no things present, no things to come, no eyes, no death, no any other creature separate you from the love of the Most High, the Rastafari, strengthen thy Redeemer, who live and reign in thy hearts continually. God blessed and worthy to be praised, O Majesty. Yeah, man. So, people, remember, so don't get caught in the melting pot, right? Make sure, say, you get courage, faith, and a just cause, real steady in your mind, focus, and don't be betraying yourself, see? Yeah, don't make them get you caught up in the fast lane and you can't come out, see? Yeah, man, one day at a time, and yeah, that will decide your fate. Are we? So this is Russ Walde, over and out until next Thursday, same time. Yeah, man, stepping out show, folk philosopher Walde, Emmanuel Rasbarico is over and out. Perfect love.